the sun is shining and all of my favorite plant friends are popping up right now. Speaking of plants, what are you growing this year? Do you know? Do you know what kind of medicine will be in your garden? Or are you still trying to figure it out? Totally okay if you're still trying to figure it out. We're all growing and learning on this journey, right? But if you want some help, I do have a family medicine garden guide. It's basically 10 essential herbs that I feel like every mom needs to know and grow in their yard. I give you some growing tips and ways that you can use it as medicine, and it's totally free. So if you want that, I'm going to pop a link in the show notes here for you to grab it and get your hands digging in the dirt and growing incredible medicine for you and your family. Hey, hey, it's my birthday. And today I turn 42 years old. 42! Sometimes I don't believe it myself. I'm like, no, I'm still an 8-year-old kid. Pretty sure of it. Come on, people. Don't you get it? But apparently, based on all the stories and things that I've done in this life, I'm definitely 42. And because it's my birthday, I wanted to do this special episode and share with you a bit of the story behind my herbalist path. And it's not all bright and sunshiny, and I may have bust out into tears throughout recording it. Maybe not. I don't know. Anyways, this is my gift to me, is sharing my story with you. I hope that you tune in. I share a lot of love and light and just my journey down the herbalist path. And I just want you to know that I love you and that I am excited to be with you and inspire this mission for there to be an herbalist in every home again. I truly, truly believe that it is the one way we can make this world a better place for people, plants, and the planet. So please tune in and have a beautiful day.
Welcome to The Herbalist's Path, where we're on a mission to inspire a movement where there's an herbalist in every home, again, with your host, clinical herbalist, Melissa Muttersbaugh.
Hey, hey, it's my birthday. It's a beautiful morning. I am sitting on this lovely rock in the middle of the flowing sandy river, with the sun beaming down on my face, and I am blessed beyond all measure. And I want to take this opportunity of celebrating my birthday, being 42 years old, and sharing a bit of my journey down the herbalist path with you. So I hope you'll stay tuned in and hear a bit of what I've got to say. It's not all flowing mountain rivers, sunshine, and beautiful flowers. It may come out as some tears. I'm about to get super real with you. I'm going to share some of the great, some of the bad, some of the sad, and where I'm going from here now that I am a 42-year-old woman. So here we go. My herbalist path. I'm not sure if it started when I was just a young girl and I was all about making mud pies and concocting crazy things out in nature, or if it was when I was a teenager or in my 20s cruising across the country in my VW Westfalia that I had rebuilt from the ground up with my boyfriend at the time, or if it was when I started going to school for outdoor and environmental and experiential education because I was just so in love and passionate about what nature can do for you, how it's so healing and humbling and magical and huge and just incredible. But I think where I really remember my own herbalist path beginning the most is In the early 2000s, I spent some time as a backpacking guide and wilderness therapist, and I loved it because, remember, I love nature, and I really just wanted to do anything I could to make money spending time outside and helping other people be connected to the wonders of nature as deeply as I was. I just wanted to share this gift that's here available to all of us, right? Well, when I was doing that, I found that people were carrying all this toxic, nasty crap in their backpacks and their first aid kits. And it wasn't only like toxic and crappy for their bodies, which chapped my hide, but what really got to me is how toxic and nasty it was for our beautiful planet. The very places that these people were paying me to take them to, they were bringing things out that just were not good for the planet. And we were walking by these plants that totally had the ability to heal them in the ways that these other harmful products in their bags were intended to do. And I just thought it was so funny. So I had this dream. I had this dream that I was going to create this natural first aid kit that all outdoor people would love, and they would just get into it and they'd just learn how to appreciate and respect nature a little bit more, right? So I start just gathering all these books on how to make things, and I start doing other people's recipes and handwriting all of my labels and Mod Podging these things onto containers because I had no clue how to do any of that stuff, right? But it was so much fun for me, and I would pass them around my Mount Hood community. And at one point, I made this huge gift basket for all the moms in my life that, I don't know, if I were to look at that today, it would probably retail for like $350 each or something crazy like that. Anyways, I got really into like checking out other people's recipes and things, and it was so cool. And I just kept finding that, oh my gosh, this stuff works. Like, what the hell is going on here? This is like really, really working. So that sparked my desire to learn more about herbalism and plants as medicine. And I got into an online course or two. And at that point, this was in the mid 2000, like around 2008, 2007-ish. And I just did not do a good job learning on computers. I'm a nature girl. I just wanted to be outside hugging trees and playing, right? So I did terrible. That and this particular course just had horrible grammatical errors throughout the book that came with it, and it chapped my hide because I was always a spelling bee champ, and I'm like, how can I be learning from somebody that can't even spell? Anyways, that's a whole other point. We all have our gifts, right? But that's where my mind was at that point in time. And so I just kept digging in and exploring more, and I found this opportunity to go to this conference on a whim. And I'm like, oh, I'll go, you know, why not? And it was the Brighton Bush Herbal Conference. And I went, and I didn't know anybody or anything. And I was just like, this sounds fun. I love Brighton Bush. And I'm really into learning about herbalism now. And this is just fantastic. And I get to the conference, and it was just amazing. Like, many of the herbal elders were there. Cascade Anderson Geller was there. Rosemary Gladstar was there. Jane Bothwell, Tim Blakely, Christopher Hobbs, like all of these amazing herbalists that at that time I didn't even really know who they were. I think I had a couple of Rosemary's books at this time, who, by the way, is just this delightful floating fairy butterfly of greatness. She's just a pleasure to be around. But anyways, I just loved it. And there was this one particular woman that was there as a vendor. Her name is Jody Berry, and she created Wild Cara herbals. So if you like really great herbal skincare, Wild Cara herbals is amazing. And I really loved what she was doing. And for some reason, I was just very drawn to her throughout the whole weekend. And since I didn't know anybody, and she had a booth, she couldn't get away from me. So I just kind of sat there and I picked her brain, and I'm like, how do you do the labels, and how do you do this, and how do you do that? And she was really, really helpful and jovial and wonderful, and you know, shared stuff. And she's like, you'll find your groove, you'll find your thing. And I was like, okay. And like, since then, I've had this like little herbal fangirl crush on Jody. So if you know Jody, tell her to listen to this episode and laugh at me. Hi, Jody. anyways, it was cool. And I grabbed all her flyers and I looked at how she did things. And I'm like, wow, one day I'm going to be like this, right? And so I leave that conference and I'm just like, this is it. This is what I need to do. Like, I need to dedicate my life to herbalism and to plants as medicine. This is so cool. I'm into it. And I signed up for my first, like, in-person school. It was the Elderberry School of Botanical Medicine in Portland, Oregon. And it was fantastic. It was where I learned a lot about the medicinal plants in the woods. And I had already done a lot of studies on native plants and tree and shrub ID and things like that for my outdoor and environmental ed stuff. And this particular part was really cool because I got to learn about these medicines, how to make great medicine with them, how to connect with the plants and just really feel that part of the medicine before actually even trying to extract some external medicine, but just the medicine of being with the plants and having that connection with nature. Like, that's probably the number one medicine of it all, right? But through this school, I also got to learn, like, what's the best time to harvest them, how to harvest them ethically, how to go and make various products. And it was a really, really great another intro into my world of herbalism. So, like, it's always a new intro. And I think that's part of what I love about herbalism. When I was a kid in school, I was a straight-A student. I was super athletic. I was president of student council. I was that kid that could not be there and show up for a test and do better than most of the kids in the class, even though I hadn't studied a darn thing. Yes, that was me. I was that jerk. But I was also a high school dropout. And I'm also a college dropout. I've been to college many, many times in many places. And I just never liked being told what I had to learn, right? And then I discovered the study of herbalism. And what's great about that is, like, I'm never going to get bored on my herbalist path. There is always something about these plants that's going to fascinate me and keep me wanting to know more. It's just this endless study of magic and the way that plants work with people and the way that they work differently with different people. And I mean, I love it. I love the study of herbalism so much, and I love that I'm never going to get bored with it, right? Because that was totally my problem with the regular school system. I'm just not the type of woman that fits into a box very well. I think outside of the box quite often. And so you could definitely say I'm a rebel child for sure. So anyways, I did that Elderberry School of Botanical Medicine and it was really fun. It was a little, how do I say, in a great, respectful, loving way, a little hippy dippy for me. I'm very much a hippy-dippy chick. Remember at the beginning of the story, I drove across the country for 6 months in a Volkswagen Westfalia, and I have, like, this big old collection of Volkswagen cars and models and such, and, like, spent plenty of time touring with various musicians and dancing in summer dresses in the sunshine, and, you know, I'm a hippie kid. Anyways, I wanted to get deeper with the plants, and I wanted to learn a lot more about, like, okay, this is really cool, but what is really going on with this connection as to what they can do with the human body and the plants and, like, what's really happening? And so I decided to dive even deeper into my study of herbs, and I went to the Portland School of Traditional Western Herbalism, which was much more heavily clinical focused, and it was fantastic because we would have some of the best herbalists in the continent, actually, some of them came from outside of the country, come in and speak on a topic that they were most knowledgeable about. And we'd do a really great intensive with them for the weekend, and that's what we would study for that month. And it was really, really sometimes overwhelming. I was pregnant with my daughter, or she was one, or, you know, just a young child. And it was amazing. And meanwhile, I still had Mountain Mel's just kind of magically developing on its own, you could almost say. And I remember at one point I was like, oh, cool. You know, I'm making these products and people are digging them and I just want to get them onto the shelves at new seasons. And I had been trying to make my own labels forever, and I'm the girl that thinks I can do everything all on my own. I'm glad I'm 42 now, because I've learned a lot of things the hard way that I cannot do it all on my own. So, it's okay to ask for help. It's never been my strong suit, though. But I'm getting better, right? And so I finally hired a graphic designer. She's amazing. I'm still working with her now 5 years later, and she still tolerates working with me, and it's really great. And I just wanted her to make my products look like bright and fresh and friendly and vibrant. And I wanted them to appeal to those that were kind of natural products curious and just wanting to get into that world. I wanted them to not feel like it was just an overly hippie thing. And so that's what I did, right? And she did a great job, and I love it. And it helped land me on the shelves of New Seasons Market, a really popular market here in Portland, Oregon. And, well, I'm not in Portland. I'm up on Mount Hood. But that's where it got me. And it was so cool. I had no clue what I was doing. Completely faked it till I maked it. I was working out of a tiny little office in my home. I hand cut all of my labels. I hand put them on. I did everything. And I would have people come up and help me label everything for this. And I was just so excited. Little did I know, I had no clue what it all meant, right? But I kept growing. I grew out of that office. We had to expand into the kitchen. I grew out of the warehouse spaces, or not the warehouse, but the spaces in my outbuildings. And we just kept growing. And so I finally had to get my own space, right? So I got this space up in Welch's, Oregon, where I currently am. And I was just so passionate about inspiring people to use food and plants as medicine throughout their lives. And I decided to move into this space with my commercial kitchen and my beautiful 2 or 3 year old daughter, and to go ahead and not only grow Mountain Mel's out of there, but to open up this apothecary, right? So it's an apothecary tea and smoothie shop. And the concept is amazing. And I would love to return back to this shop someday down the road when I accept more help. And I was trying to run basically 3.5 businesses while simultaneously having no clue how to run a business. Just kind of winging it. That's how I do things. I learn a lot the hard way. It's just me. And it's okay. Some people learn that way, right? I didn't do well just sitting in the other structured learning boxes. I had to get out and get my hands dirty and do the things, right? And I've learned a hell of a lot of lessons since then, so clearly it's working, right? Anyways, I opened up this apothecary, and it's wonderful, and I'm teaching herbal classes in my community, and it feels great to have people come to me and be able to help them. And I've hired a few ladies and a gentleman also to help me make the smoothies and make the products. And I still just had no idea what I was doing. And I was completely overwhelmed. And at one point, we lost our beautiful home that I had a really deep connection to. Here comes my tears part. And I love this home and I love this land. And I felt like I was supposed to be there to help protect it, right? And so I still return to this spot, and I go and I pray and I meditate and I walk there. And we had lived in the house for like 6 years, and we thought we were buying it. And long story short, we weren't, and we had to move. And it happened to be during a time when Oregon was exploding, and you would be lucky to see a house stay on Zillow for a day at a time. And we didn't know what to do. We had 3 dogs. We had our chickens. We had been here for 6 years and didn't really think we were ever leaving. And we were. And so we ended up moving 5 times in 2.5 years. We lost a large source of income. It was really, 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 really hard. This was in 2017. And, you know, I kind of went into this downward spiral of depression and woe is me. And sad, and fear, and all these things, right? I had lost everything that I knew, but the one thing I kept holding on to was Mountain Mel's, right? It's like, no, I have to do this. This is my way to make the planet better. This is my way to help people. This is how I'm going to make a difference, right? And somehow I held on to it. I don't know how. I wasn't making any money. I was going into further debt. this one really, really well-intentioned friend of mine came up and he's like, wow, Mel, you're just crushing it. You know, I'd gotten into more stores beyond New Seasons. We got into Market of Choice. We got into REI, which almost completely killed my business, which is a whole nother story that I'm a bit bitter about. I had always dreamt of getting into REI. And anyways, a whole nother story there. I did really amazing things and got to amazing places, but keep in mind, I was very much a passionate herbalist, much more so than a business person, right? But I was just determined to keep this thing going. And this well-intentioned friend had come up to me and he was like, Mel, you're crushing it. This is amazing. You're going to keep crushing it. You need to go get investors. And I'm like, investors? What's that mean? And I'm a bit of a research junkie and I dive down the bubble and I start getting all of these investor meetings and I start reading all these entrepreneur magazines and Forbes.com and blah, 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 blah. And mind you, I've always kind of hated the term entrepreneur. I don't know. It just, I know there's a lot of people that love it and they're so proud to be one. And, you know, on some accounts, I guess I am now, but like for me, it almost feels like the sleazy car salesman kind of thing, right? I just kind of resonated much more as an herbalist, as somebody really passionate about making the world a better place with plants and making it better for people and the planet and the plants, right? And so I dive down this rabbit hole of the investor hunt and I'm like, what do they want to know? How do I need to do this? How do I need to do that? I probably wrote about 200 to 250 different iterations of my business plan. Meanwhile, I decide to close the apothecary in 2017, right after we lost our house, because I just came to that realization that I was just doing too much, trying to be a mother, trying to grow Mountain Mel's, keeping the apothecary open. It wasn't working, right? I'm very guilty of trying to do too much. And so I closed the apothecary. I'm still in that same space. It's still where we make everything for Mountain Mel's and do most of our office work and things. So I love the space and it's got my beautiful calendula mural. And, you know, maybe, like I said earlier, maybe one day we'll reopen the apothecary, but we won't right now. Anyways, I'm getting a bit rambly. So I'm in this investor hunt and journey and I'm spending like 50 hours a week just trying to appeal to these people with the money. And somewhere in there, I got this idea in my head that I couldn't move forward without having other people's money, which now in that hindsight thing is a bunch of horse shit. And I would write these business plans and like do all the research on what I should be saying to make them happy and make them want to give me their money to grow the business. And nobody ever really did it. I had some friends and family help me out and I'm so grateful to them to this day. And you know, I'm just sharing this story because it's a very valuable piece of where I am today and where I'm going to. And so that resulted in like two and a half years of sadness and depression. And I gained probably 70 pounds and I was super stressed, chronically stressed. My eyes, I know I looked so tired all the time. And my daughter was so sweet and she'd say, Mommy, are you going to cry again? And that breaks my heart, you know, but the good news is, people, this is my birthday, and there is good news in this story. I just had to share some of the bad stuff. So about a year ago today, almost exactly within this week, it was a year ago today, I got my final no from an investor. And I'm like, oh, shit, that's it. Mountain Mel's is done. I'm done. Damn it. And it just felt so weird to go to bed with those thoughts. I'm like, no, I can't be done. I've dedicated my life to this. Like, this can't be it. And so I call up this mentor of mine and I start looking for jobs, right? I start looking for all these sales jobs and I'm like looking at these companies that seem all big and successful and I'm looking at what they're trying to get me to sell. And like, I can sell the hell out of anything I truly believe in, right? But I have to believe in it. Otherwise, I'm not going to sell it, right? And I'm looking at what they're trying to get me to sell. I'm like, how the hell did this company get so successful, right? And my mentor's like, wow, you're looking for sales jobs, huh? And well, you know, you could go work for these people for 15, 20 bucks an hour or whatever, or you could go out and sell your own product.
Hey, I wanted to take a quick pause to show some love and gratitude to our sponsors of the Herbalist Path podcast, who make this show possible for me and possible for you too. So here it goes.
Medicinal mushrooms are all the rage these days, if you didn't know already. And with great reason, because they are powerful medicine that can improve your health and your life in so many different ways, when they're well made. Yeah, it's true. There's a lot of stuff on the market that isn't going to be so effective. And that's why you need to find a brand that you can actually trust. For me, that brand is Whole Sun Wellness, and this is the creation of a brilliant woman and fellow mama, Jamie Bonfiglio. She's an international mushroom educator that has been working in the medicinal mushroom industry for years. And this is when she saw firsthand how many other companies take shortcuts when it comes to their products. And Jamie wasn't having it. She set out to build her company the right way. Whole Sun Wellness is here to raise the industry standards so those crap mushrooms on the market aren't getting into your body or your family's body. Whole Sun Wellness is the first company to test and report nutritional facts for all of their extracts. They go beyond industry standards every step of the way, from sourcing to extraction and final testing. And as the owners of the largest medicinal mushroom farm in the United States, Whole Sun Wellness is taking control of their supply chain for the highest quality and absolute full transparency. They're even the first company to include pure mycelium extract in every single product. So when you're thinking of getting medicinal mushrooms for you and your family, Whole Sun Wellness is exactly the ones you want. Also, be sure to check out their new Mycolites. These are the world's first dissolvable electrolyte tablets. They're featuring functional mushroom extracts that'll give you more energy, more stamina, and recovery as well. And who couldn't use all of that? The other thing is, they are these adorable little mushroom-shaped tablets, and they come in like a little Altoids box, but way cooler than Altoids, because they're Mycolites. Anyways, head to wholesunwellness.com to grab yourself some Mycolites and all of the other functional medicinal mushrooms that you and your family need. And of course, you can grab that link right here in the show notes now.
Ding, 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 ding. I'm like, oh my God. Right. So through this whole time of the investor hunt, I got to a point where I was like, I can't sell anymore because I can't keep up. Like, I was making every bit of my products. I would hand label them. I shipped everything. I was working constantly. I handled every single aspect of my business. I think I hired a bookkeeper in like 2018, which was great. And I love her dearly. But I was just doing way too much, and it was insane. And this mentor was like, duh, you can sell your own things. And I'm like, oh my God, you're right. I've created this beautiful thing that does great things for people on the planet, and I know it's awesome stuff, right? I believe in it. I love it. And so from that moment on, I had always had this fear and hate of technology, and I love teaching, right? So I love teaching about herbal medicine and other things, and I had always said in those business plans that I was going to hire this team to help me teach and get the word out. But I needed the team, and I needed everybody else's money, and I needed all the machinery and the equipment so I could keep up with all the things, right? Or I couldn't sell my own product. So I'd like straight literally stop trying to sell my own product, which is silly because, like, I have a product that can really help people, right? Like, I was missing the mark on that. And so it was October, you know, it's my birthday, October 8th. I'm now 42. And I decided that at that moment I would learn to embrace technology for what it could do for me. And that I would just take some time and reflect on my why. And throughout that whole investor hunt, I had lost my why. I had went for all of the investors' why. And the one thing in all those iterations of business plans that stayed true and the same was my mission statement. And my mission was to inspire you to take better care of the planet by taking better care of yourself. And at that moment, I was like, well, everything I do from here on, if it does not point to inspiring people to take better care of themselves or take better care of the planet so that they could take by taking better care of themselves, then I'm not doing it. And so I am still very much on that today. Like, I am not going to do something that is not along the lines of inspiring you to take better care of the planet by taking better care of yourself. And I hope that what I do helps you with that, right? And so also through that time, I had lost my connection with nature. I wasn't going outside. I wasn't doing any meditations. I wasn't hanging with the plants. I wasn't doing the things I loved. And so I started going back outside. I started meditating. I started reconnecting with the things of why I was doing all of this. Why was I going through so much pain? And while I was going through that pain, I knew very well that there would be learning lessons coming out the other end, right? There always is, right? The struggle always brings a great learning lesson. And I'm really grateful now for that time that I went through. And I'm really grateful that I have the ability to step outside and record this podcast on this beautiful river and watch a family of ducks fly by and the sun shine on my face and my peaceful dog sitting next to me. Like, I'm so blessed and I'm so fortunate in so many ways that other people aren't. And I lost touch with that. And when I got back to meditating, I also remembered this message that I've shared this story. I'm going to do it briefly, but I've shared it before and I'll probably share it again because it's really impactful for me. But this woman, Cascade Anderson Geller, came to me in my dreams the day after she died and I was pregnant with my daughter. And she came to me for almost 2 weeks straight and she would say, "You have what it takes. You have the voice. You have the power to shout it from the mountaintops and the treetops about the importance of using plants as medicine. You need to do this for the people. You need to do this for the plants. And you need to do this for the planet. And go shout it from the mountaintops and the treetops, because you do have the voice and you do have the power." And sorry I'm crying again, but it's a really powerful moment in my life. And she's right, man. And that's what I've discovered as I've been reconnecting with nature, myself, and the plants. She's right. I do have this voice and I do have this gift. And I do have a strong desire to make a powerful, positive impact on you and on me and on this beautiful, beautiful, precious planet that needs us so badly right now. And so I started listening to that and I started teaching again. I taught some workshops in my shop last October. I started teaching fire cider and elderberry syrup. And man, I hadn't been that happy in years. I would walk out of those classes just like beaming with light and love and passion and power. And I was like, oh my gosh, I have to do this, right? But I knew the holidays were coming and the holidays are crazy busy for everybody, right? So I didn't want to set myself forth on learning too much, but I knew at the new year I would. And so I did. I started investing in things to learn about how to do business online and how to teach online and how to get my message out there and how to connect with my own message and just kind of investing in my own self. And then COVID hit. And the whole herbal products industry exploded with a quickness. And we exploded and it was crazy and it was overwhelming and I had to hire people and I got to buy machines and I started to do the things that I had dreamt of doing with all these other people's money. I just started doing it much more organically, right? But anyways, through all of those connections with myself and just like my why and what am I doing and what are my gifts and what are my best ways to share those with people. And, you know, I love teaching. I love teaching about herbalism. I love formulating kick-ass herbal products. I love that. I want to create so many more. But I've been doing too much on my own. So I've recently brought on some brilliant people to help me brain dump, to help me organize all my ideas, to help me get these things done. And I'm so grateful that I've finally taken that step. And it's funny to look back and be like, oh my gosh, I tried to do so much on my own as I try and train them. All the things stuck in my head in the last 9-10 years. No wonder why I felt like I was drowning and barely treading water the whole time. I was trying to do the job of a 20-person team and totally neglecting my own self and my own needs. And man, I'm happy to be 42. I feel so much more at ease. And so when that COVID time hit, my greatest challenge was being too busy at work and just being slammed with new orders and craziness. And at that moment, I knew I had so much to be grateful for in all the struggle and pain I had been enduring the past 2.5-3 years before that, right? I had been through what was hell for me. And I know my hell is simple, easy cheese peasy cakes to somebody. And I know to somebody else, it's the worst thing ever. We all have our own versions of what really sucks, right? But I knew that that time gave me the strength to get through what the rest of the world was feeling so weak about getting through. And that's this pandemic. And so here I am. This is a long story. I know it's my birthday, so I get to share with you my herbalist path. And now that I have just gone down that road and I'm wiping my tears of sadness and happiness and joy away, I want you to know that the story is ending in a great way. And I started my podcast, this podcast, The Herbalist Path. And I really want to connect people with other great herbal teachers and herbal products. And I'm really, truly on this mission to inspire a movement where there's an herbalist in every home again. Because I think that the more of us that turn to using plants as medicine, that's the less toxic, nasty crap being seeped into our beautiful waters and soils, right? And that's the less, like, you'll have to rely less on those harsh pharmaceuticals. And yes, there is a time and a place for the pharmaceuticals, and I'm grateful for them because I would be dead without them. And so would my beautiful daughter. But we don't need to abuse them as much. And so I think that we all need to return to the roots of the world, literally and figuratively. Like, there is medicine in them, their roots, and I want to teach about it, and I want to shout about it, and I want to connect you with more of it. And I want to use my special gifts of networking and teaching and sharing passion and enthusiasm to move on down my herbalist path. And so I'm starting to teach online. You're going to see more YouTube videos. You're going to hear more podcasts. And yes, I am launching online courses as well. I'm super excited about the courses. It gives me that energy and pizzazz and shine almost as much as it did in person online. I love sharing this information, and it's so important. So I want to thank you for listening to me and my story on my birthday. I want to thank you and encourage you to join on this journey down your herbalist path. And if you can appreciate my message, resonate with it, relate with it, shoot me a message. Sign up for my email list at The Herbalist Path. Sign up over at mountainmels.com. Join our Facebook page at either Mountain Mels or The Herbalist Path. Let's connect. Let's join together and make herbalism spread like wildflowers, people. We can do this. We can make a positive impact on people and the planet, and we can do it together. Thank you so much. I love you. I love you. I love you. And I cannot wait to connect with you. Peace. Maybe you have a beautiful day.
This has been The Herbalist's Path. Thanks for joining us. Have we piqued your herb curiosity? Are you thirsty for more? Well, then check out the show notes of today's episode for exciting educational opportunities, workshops, and courses. If you'd like to support our mission, please subscribe, rate, and review to help others find us. Together, we can make herbalism hashtag spread like wildflowers. Wishing you all a lovely day. Bye for now.